Welcome back to today's Public Safety Special Edition magazine. I'm Randy Van. Joining us now as we continue our focus on law enforcement and emergency service personnel in Jasper County, we're joined by Newton Patrol Officer Dave Watson, who is wrapping up a 30-year career. Congratulations, Dave.
30 years, yes. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah,
Appreciate it. It's been a long haul. It's gone quick.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to retirement, though?
I am. Absolutely. The question we always get is, how is the transition going to take place? You know, are you going to be, you know, everybody gets, you're a cop for 30 years, and then what are you going to do? I will have zero transitioning problems at all. I mean, I like golfing and fishing and hunting and anything outdoors, so I will be, I'll be ready.
Well, that covers all seasons, so
sure.
Then you're good to go all year.
Right, correct. So I'll have something to do most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm retiring January 1 of 26, which isn't a good time to retire because the only thing I'll be able to do really then is ice fish. But, you know, we'll cross
that bridge when you get to it.
Exactly.
All right. So, well, what got you into law enforcement to begin with?
Well, our retired now sheriff, John Halfordy, one of my friends from high school is his brother-in-law. And when I got to know John through that, and my friend and I had went and done a couple ride-alongs with him, and I'm like, man, this is something I could, you know, enjoy doing. I think it'd be a lot of fun and rewarding. Not long after that, I joined the reserve program here in Newton, the Reserve Police Department, and got to do a lot of ride-alongs with them and learn the ins and outs of what was expected of them and for a career. And it was just something that I wanted to get into. So I started I was working at Maytag at the time and was taking classes at DMAC and in the criminal justice program, and come up and do ride-alongs whenever I could. Got to know a lot of the officers here and started being friends with them as well. And then the big decision came in 1996, March of 96 or early 1996, where I had started applying at different departments around. And Newton offered me a job. I had my applications out at different departments around central Iowa. But, you know, I was, you know, 25 at the time, going on 26, and making great money at Maytag. And, you know, I was set. So I had to make this decision because I was going to take a pay cut to come to the police department. So I kind of had to do a little self-check and make sure this is really what I wanted to do. So it was a tough call, but the right one. Looking back 30 years ago, I made the right call. So, and not just for that, but, you know, this job, this career has been very rewarding. It's gone by fast.
Yeah. Did you know right from the start, day one, out on patrol, day two, right, that, hey, you know, this is where I belong?
Yes.
Yeah.
It bites you and you just get... you just get in it, you know, it's, you absorb yourself into the job, you have to. And I knew right away, just from riding along with John Halfordy and getting to know him. He was still with the Newton Police Department when I was doing the reserve program.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had left here to go to the Sheriff's Department. But, you know, he's a great officer, great working with him. He did some great things out there at the Sheriff's Department too. We really hated to see John leave when he left the police department.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I was just getting hired, and he was kind of the one I looked up to and taught a lot of things to me. And then he's leaving. You know, I was here for 6 months, I think, and then he left to go to the sheriff's department. But, you know, I've met a lot of great men and women in 30 years in this job, you know, not just Newton, but throughout the county, working different positions, drug task force, stuff like that. You go around to different agencies and meet a lot of great people in the profession. So...
But by choice, you decided to stay pretty much on the ground, you know?
Yeah. And that was where my calling was, to be a street cop and getting out there and, you know, taking the calls and interacting with the, you know, the community, and both good and bad. You know, you come, get both ends of the spectrum for sure in this profession. Yeah. And that's kind of what, you know, going from a factory environment to, I knew I didn't want to do that for a living, you know, and law enforcement gives you the full scope of everything. Like I said, both ends of the spectrum, from helping people at a very basic level to the oh crap moments, you know, that you can go from doing nothing to be in an oh crap moment in seconds. And that's every day is different, even though the calls for service, you know, on paper, you know, you go to a domestic or you go to a medical call or an accident. You go through thousands of those in a 30-year career, but every one is uniquely different, which is every day is different in this job. Even though you're doing the same stuff, every day is different. That's what I enjoyed probably the most that kept me, you know, it gets you. I mean, you want to do it. It's a very rewarding career for anybody new and coming into it if they're wanting or interested in law enforcement. So,
talking to Newton Police Officer Dave Watson, and I imagine you've seen over that 30 years, law enforcement has changed quite a bit as far as the tools you have to, you know, get to the person responsible for a crime and what have you.
Sure, yes. The technology has changed dramatically, you know, since I started in the mid-90s to today. I mean, with traffic cameras and the internet, you know, like, I really feel sorry for the criminals. I mean, it's
someone's always watching somewhere, right?
And that's what I tell people. I said, you can't do anything today. Not just police cameras, but everybody's got cameras,
ring
doorbells, you know, surveillance cameras. I think Newton Police Department is one of the best, if not the best department, I would say for sure in the county, maybe the state. I mean, I went to the Des Moines Police Academy in November of 96, and they knew of Newton. I mean, I had the opportunity to go there and sit at ILEA, and it was a great, I have a lot of friends with Des Moines PD that I stay in touch with. But Newton has kind of set the mark for Jasper County on catching the bad guys. You know, you think of all the crimes, you know, major crimes that we've had, and even minor crimes, that we deal with, we've got a pretty good success rate for catching people. So I'm proud to say, you know, I've been a part of that for 30 years. Not just me, but we've got a lot of great men and women in the profession here. It's a great department. We got a great chief, and he'll continue to do good things with the department once I'm gone. So
we talked a little bit before we started the interview and talking about how patrol is just kind of your niche in life. And you say as you go out today, you kind of pass a few houses or whatever, you can remember something that happened at those.
Yes. Yeah. whether you want to or not. I mean, as you travel around through your tour for the day, you know, you pass by houses. And like, I remember, you know, there was an accident there, or there was this happened there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't go into big details, but, you know, they're all there. I mean, they just come back to you. But, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, have you done anything exciting, deliver a baby or something? And it's like, yeah, Randy, I have. As a matter of fact, it was on East 10th Street North, and got a call there. And, you know, we have the, I wouldn't say luxury, but we're already out on patrol. So if, you know, they trip fire or ambulance someplace, we're usually the first ones to get on scene on a lot of stuff. And this was one of them. There was a lady that was I remember she didn't think she was pregnant. She was a younger gal in her teens living with her mom and dad. And when I got there, it looked like a crime scene because she was laying in the bathtub. And I didn't really have to do much. The baby was kind of delivered itself, but I was there.
That's not what you told everybody else, right? You
said, I was like, wow, this is crazy. There's like blood everywhere, and here's a baby in my hand. It's like, yeah, you get to see all things in this profession. It's crazy, you know, from the stuff that you got to go home and that sticks with you still to this day, you know, good and bad, you know, but it's rewarding. Overall, it's rewarding just to be able to help people. And, you know, maybe everybody that you deal with, even the ones we're arresting at the time, they may not think that we're helping them. We're just here to do a job, and hopefully they see it. They probably don't see it at the time, but touching lives. And I just hope when I, you know, leave in 30 years, I feel that I've touched a lot of people in a good way. And not everybody's going to agree with that. And, you know, people are probably going to hear this interview and it's like, no, I remember when that, you know, I was the butthole, or I was the cop that arrested him. But something that I was told by a veteran officer way back in the day when I first started getting into this profession was treat everybody with respect, you know?
Yeah.
And I teach that. I was a field training officer here for many years at an early part of my career. And I pass that on to them along with other things. Treat everybody with respect. We're just here. We're doing a job. The badge, the gun doesn't make you any better than anybody else. You know, you're there to serve the community and the public, and sometimes that's easy and you touch lives in a positive way. Sometimes it's not easy. It's very difficult and you touch lives in a negative way in their life at that time. But treat everybody with respect. We're not any better than anybody else. We're doing a job. It's a very respected job. Yeah. I think in the years we went through a little rough patch there, not so much here in Jasper County in Iowa, but, you know, with, you know, the Minneapolis stuff, and, you know, we went through a rough patch.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think as a whole, Newton, the city of Newton, community, the people, the administration, the residents, we've never lost support. I mean, they see what we do and appreciate what we do. So it wasn't as hard felt here in central Iowa as it was, you know, around us in different parts of the country. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
I remember when some stuff was going on, like the Minneapolis thing, I was like, holy crap. I mean, they're arresting police officers for what I saw is they're doing their job. I mean, could they have done things different? Maybe. I mean, we can always improve. We can always do things a little different.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing, you know, not close brothers, but brothers and sisters in a different law enforcement community, a state right next door to us, that are getting arrested and going to jail. I'm like, I'm like one bad call away from that. I questioned, and there's other officers here within our department and other agencies in the county that were questioning. You know, I have had discussions with my friends back then that were in the professions, like, is this worth it? I mean, is this really, but the answer to that the quick answer was, I don't know. Long-term answer was, yeah, it's been worth it. It's been worth trials and tribulations and that's part of the journey, part of the 30-year journey, the COVID, the 9/11, the, you know, the whole police stuff, know, that still goes on today. But, it's been a great 30 years.
Yeah. And unfortunately, only the bad things usually get noticed. And
sure.
The millions of times you do your job and nothing happens.
Right.
So that's just nothing.
Right. And, you know, I don't really care about the notoriety on that level, you know, because that's just the nature of the beast, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to hear about the bad, but you very rarely hear about the good. But I don't care about it at that level. I don't want to be that notoriety. What I want to leave behind after 30 years is the people that I've touched, you know, in a good way, that can remember, I remember that guy. I remember this. Officer Watson was he listened. He listened to us. I hope I touched a lot of people in a positive way in that profession, because, you know, that's what matters to me in my career, in my heart, is that, you know, I was thinking about, you know, I grew up and never once was the police at our house, or even as my adult career, never as
really,
or before I was a police officer, never had the police come. And I tell that to the younger officers. I said, keep that in mind. I said, some people, you know, just because you're going to a residence, they have reached out to you for a reason. If it's not a frequent flyer, you know, we go to probably 10% of the homes 90% of the time,
gotcha.
You know. And these new homes that we're going to may have never had to call the police department. So that's a big, they're in a bad spot, you know. They have no other option, no other resource but to call us. So be there. Listen. Try to help them. Try to work. And it may be something simple, you know, but it's not simple to them. You don't, just remember that there's a reason why they've had to call us. So don't, you know, go in with a good attitude, open mind, listen. Just listen to them. See if you can help them. We can help them, or we know the resources of somebody that can.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind when I tell that to the new officers coming up, that always keep an open mind and treat people with respect. You know, treat them as a person. They're a person. You know, if that officer I was telling that that planted that in early on in my career in my head. You know, if you have to knock somebody down and arrest them and it gets rough, pick them back up when it's done and ask them if everything's all right. Are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Because they're not, they're obviously having a bad day. You know, yeah, and remember that this is a blip in their life too. I mean, that they're in a bad patch. And we just happened to be the guy that had to intervene at that time. So I asked the community, you know, when they, all the people that are out there that may not respect the law or, you know, I get it. People don't ever want the police at their door, some people. But if we come, just understand that we're there to do a job, you know, and treat the officers with respect. And you should, it should be expected, you get that respect back both ways. So.
Good advice, and we appreciate your time today. We appreciate your service, and we hope you have a great retirement.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Randy. I will miss the men and women in this career and the fire side of it. We've got a great fire department, too, and I'll miss that aspect, the camaraderie, the ability to get to help people, and I hope everybody stays in our profession, stays safe, you know. That's always your big thing, is to make sure you come home safe at the end of the day for your children. And it's been an honor to serve the community of Newton for 30 years. I appreciate everybody from the administration staff here to anybody that I may have come in contact with in 30 years. So it's been very rewarding. Chief Burdess has taken us in a good direction, and I think he'll continue to do that. So we're lucky. So
they're going to have to hire you on as a recruiter.
Well, you have to talk to the chief. Put that plug in for me.
I'll do that. All right. So fill up some of that retirement time.
So. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Something to do. So
we've been talking to a Newton police officer, Dave Watson, wrapping up a 30-year career, January 1st of 2026.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And that is today's Public Safety Special Edition magazine. I'm Randy Van.